The American Population by H. G. Wells, narrated by Peter Silverleaf. Section 1. The social conditions and social future of America constitute a system of problems quite distinct and separate from the social problems of any other part of the world. The nearest approach to parallel conditions, and that on a far smaller and narrower scale, is found in the British colonies and in the newly settled parts of Siberia. For while in nearly every other part of the world the population of today is more or less completely descended from the prehistoric population of the same region, and has developed its social order in a slow growth extending over many centuries, the American population is essentially a transplanted population, a still fluid and imperfect fusion of great fragments torn at this point or that from the gradually evolved societies of Europe. The European social systems grow and flower upon their roots in soil which has made them and to which they are adapted. The American social accumulation is a various collection of cuttings thrust into a new soil and respiring a new air, so different that the question is still open to doubt, and indeed there are those who do doubt how far these cuttings are actually striking root and living and growing, whether indeed they are destined to more than a temporary life in the new hemisphere. I propose to discuss and weigh certain arguments for and against the belief that these 90 million people who constitute the United States of America are destined to develop into a great distinctive nation with a character and culture of its own. Humanly speaking, the United States of America, and the same is true of Canada and all the more prosperous, populous, and progressive regions of South America, is a vast sea of newly arrived and unstably rooted people. Of the 76 million inhabitants recorded by the 1900 census, 10.5 million were born and brought up in one or other of the European social systems, and the parents of another 26 million were foreigners. Another 9 million are of African Negro descent. 14 million of the 65 million native-born are living not in the state of their birth, but in other states to which they have migrated. Of the 30.5 million whites whose parents on both sides were Native Americans, a high proportion probably had one, if not more, grandparents foreign-born. Nearly 5.5 million out of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?